Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Senate inquiry on the 2023 legalising cannabis bill begins in Brisbane today. The bill was introduced last year by Australian Greens Senator David Shoebridge and would allow for recreational cannabis use. The hearings today feature the Australian Lawyers Alliance, the Australian Medical Association, as well as drug law think tanks and federal department officials.
And the Queensland Rugby League decides this week whether it will... play in Papua New Guinea next month as tribal violence breaks out in the country. The Papua New Guinea Defence Force says at least 54 people were killed in a fight between tribes in the Enga Province Highlands on Sunday. The PNG Hunters were to host Wynnum Manly in Port Moresby for the Queensland Cup, but the games may be cancelled. League Chairman Bruce Hatcher says he needs to ensure any danger is minimal, and his organisation won't take the cup to the country if the risk is greater than normal.
In national news, Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci steps down from his role following an ABC Four Corners interview. Banducci has been under fire over the last couple of days since the interview, in which he criticised former ACCC chairperson Rod Sims and attempted to end the interview when the comments were not struck from the record. Head of Loyalty and E-commerce Amanda Bardwell is announced as his replacement and will begin in the chief executive role in September when Banducci departs the company. This departure is amidst the ongoing Senate inquiry on supermarket prices, which is due to present a final report in early May.
The federal government announces a $50 million grant for Australian scientists designing the world's first long-term artificial heart. BiVACOR Total Artificial Heart will be a durable, long-term alternative to heart transplants, according to bioscientist and inventor Dr. Daniel Timms. The titanium heart differs from others by not replicating the pumping movements of a natural heart, which is known to cause mechanical wear. BiVACOR instead uses a spinning disc that essentially whooshes the blood around the body. Monash University's Professor Sean Gregory says patients who are waiting for a rare donor organ need another solution. The device has been successfully tested in animals and is set for human trials this year in the United States and later Australia.
In international news, 11 lions rescued from conflict in Sudan find their forever home in a cat sanctuary in South Africa. The lions were among 48 animals taken to a designated safe area in Wad Madani in Sudan. According to animal welfare organisation Four Paws, the lions now reside in Bethlehem in South Africa.
And your weather today. Brisbane is partly cloudy with a possible shower. It's 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.